Lil Woody. Y'all familiar with Lil Woody? So Lil Woody is, I guess, a witness that is testifying on the stand of the whole YSL trial with Young Thug. And I've been watching his testimony, but I decided to do a little research on Lil Woody. Y'all know who Lil Woody is? Lil Woody is a different type of animal. He a whole nother beast. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. But let me show y'all a little bit of his testimony and what he had going on over multiple different days of being questioned. Check it out.
Detective Thorpe, that on the Sunday at Cascade Skating Rink, that you got Thug on FaceTime so Kel and Thug could speak. Yes or no?
If Detective Thorpe said I told him that, I told him that.
Okay. Do you remember that happening?
No. I don't remember. Me and Shell Kelly ain't gonna talk.
All right. And then, do you remember telling Detective Thorpe so him and Thug talk? And whatever was said with that, I don't know.
I probably told Detective Thorpe that. Okay.
And again, that was in your January 11, 2015 interview.
I guess.
This dude don't care nothing. He just saying anything.
Now, did you also tell Detective Thorpe about a shooting that occurred at a gambling house in Lakewood?
If that's what he said.
Do you recall a shooting at the gambling house in Lakewood? Do you recall a shooting at a gambling house?
He said, This dude is wild.
In Lakewood.
No.
You do not?
I don't.
Do you recall telling Detective Thorpe in that same January 11, 2015 interview that there was a shooting over in Lakewood and that it was Kel and he was standing on top of a roof and shooting inside?
I probably did.
I need to know, do you remember telling him that or you don't remember telling him that?
When Detective Thorpe questioned me about what happened, I thought I was in there about 5 minutes. I thought I walked in and walked back out. So I don't know what I don't told him. I can't remember what I don't told him.
So you say you don't remember telling him about what happened?
But if he said that I told him that, I'm telling you right now, I told him that.
This dude is crazy, bro. Listen, when you get a person in there and they agree to do they agree to testify and then they get in there and they give this type of performance, I don't even know. This is one of the most biggest, like the biggest clown show of a trial that I've ever seen in my entire life. The first time that I've ever noticed Lil Woody was this, right? He was actually on, he's a rapper and he was on a platform that's called Jumping Off the Porch, and he was talking like this.
Yeah, they Lil Woody Freehand Entertainment. Just jumped out of the pool with Dirty Glove Best. Slap YSL for life. Penthouse. Shit, like money?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate you coming by, man.
It's all good.
Yeah. How you been holding up during this quarantine that we're going through?
Shit, I've been thugging every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just gotten out of prison, so kind of used to kind of just having to sit around, huh? I'm sure this is a lot better than sitting in there, though.
I did my time already.
Yeah.
I'm free.
Yeah.
Shit.
Been recording a lot of music since you've been since you've been out?
Yeah, I record a whole lot.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's up, man. And you're Atlanta native, right?
Yeah, born and raised.
What part of the city are you from?
McKenaville, downtown by Major City.
Okay.
See, he got all of his faculties. He may not communicate as well. He may have the same cadence, but he know exactly what he's saying, He has all of his faculties. He know exactly what he's doing. He answers questions quickly. He pays attention to what's going on. He has all of his faculties.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's what's up, man. What was it like growing up there?
You know. It's ghetto, man. You know what I mean? Shit, fun growing up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
How did these people become y'all rappers? How did these people become y'all idols? When y'all decide when y'all gonna follow somebody, do y'all also listen and communicate, or listen to the way that they communicate and say, you know what? I think I want to be like Lil Woody. I think I want to live my life like this guy. I want to buy his album. I want to listen to his music. I think that this is a guy that I want to follow.
It's hard, you know what I mean, with personal issues, but you know, in the neighborhood, just like every other neighborhood.
Yeah. Has the neighborhood changed much since when you were younger than now?
Yeah, it changed a whole lot. There's a whole lot of suckers out there now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see they're doing a little bit of gentrifying the neighborhoods out there too.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
You don't even know what he know what gentrifying mean?
Where were you when you jumped off the porch?
Ever since I can remember.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Did you have any family?
Yo, I would hate to interview these guys. That's why I don't really interview rappers,
man. Family or OGs in the streets that kind of guide you?
Yeah, you know, it's always people we looked up to, you know what I mean? But on the real, I wouldn't lie, nobody to guide me.
Interesting. So let's go ahead and back up and let's listen to the real, to more testimony from Lil Woody now that we understand exactly who he is, all right?
So can you start asking me what I supposed to told Detective Thorpe? Because I'm telling you now, if he said that I said anything about anything, I'm telling you, more likely I probably did.
Great. Well, I'm going to ask you about all the things that you talked to Detective Thorpe about.
Look at this guy. And why they got a bonnet? Why they got a bonnet over the microphone? Hey, who put a bonnet over the microphone over there in Fulton County?
Did you also tell Detective Thorpe about the Friday before Nut was killed?
Nut?
I guess.
Okay. On the Friday that Nut was killed, were you with Thug the Friday evening before Nut was killed?
No, you just said it earlier. Was I at the house? I said yes.
I'm talking about the Friday evening before Nut was killed.
I can't recall. Okay. I don't know what I done told Detective Thorpe.
I'm asking you, what do you remember yourself?
No, when I think back about 2015, all I remember was getting a call saying that Nut was killed and I was responsible for it. And the only thing besides that is people showing up at my folks' houses. Details about what happened, all this stuff been blinked out my mind. Like, it been blinked out my mind.
Okay. In that same January 11, 2000 interview, you recall telling Detective Thorpe that you were with Thug and you were at DJ Drama's studio.
I probably did.
Remember telling him?
This dude is. Oh, man. I don't know what's more uncomfortable, the prosecution or me looking at this and getting secondhand embarrassment of how ignorant that we sound. Listen, this is y'all people. I want Umar Johnson to come in and stand in for this guy and give him a round of applause.
Or you don't recall telling him, I need to have it.
If Detective Thorpe said I said it, I said it.
And then after leaving the studio, that is when you went over to your girl's house, which would be Deshaun's house.
I guess.
That's a fact. I agree with you, Fa.
Now, earlier I asked you about what time you left Deshaun's home to go to your brother's house. Do you recall telling Detective Thorpe that you left Deshaun's home around 5 o'clock p.m.?
I guess.
When you say you guess, I need to know, do you recall telling him that or you don't recall telling him that?
If he said I said it, I said it.
This dude is saying the same thing over and over again. There's nothing else to ask him about because he's going to say is, If he said, I said it, I said it, I don't remember, I don't recall. If he said, I said it, I don't remember, I don't recall. My mind blanked out. I don't remember. All I remember was they came in and they told me that. Say again? They said again. They told me that I was responsible for nut death. Now, I don't know what happened because I blanked out after that. And all I remember was I was in there for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Okay? So. I don't know. Well, I guess. And he said, I said. Yeah.
And is that true or that not true that you left her home around 5 o'clock?
If you notice something about me, I don't keep up with the time or the days. I just go with the flow.
I don't go time, days, I go with flow.
So do you remember it being around 5 p.m. that you left Deshaun's house?
I don't know what time I left her house.
I don't know the time I left.
When you went to Mechanicsville, do you remember seeing anyone in Mechanicsville?
I remember. I don't keep up with the times.
What you mean?
What's your
time? You said earlier that on the night before Nut's murder, on the day of, you left Deshaun's house and you went to Mechanicsville.
I don't recall.
Do you remember seeing anyone when you went to Mechanicsville?
I don't remember seeing nothing. I my mind is blank. It's crazy.
I don't remember if I seen anyone.
Okay. Do you remember telling the same?
They literally may as well put me up on a stand. I can answer every single question exactly how he would answer it, and we wouldn't even have to go through this. We can let Lil Woody go ahead and be whatever it is that he was going to be.
The Thorpe that you went to the green store.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
I guess.
I need to know, do you remember telling him or you don't remember telling him? Or was that a lie?
I recall.
Faces.
Saying he's allowed to answer
to make
you force him to answer
in binary one or two ways. I'm going to forward your objection, sir. Thank you.
So, do you remember telling him? You don't remember telling him?
Do I remember telling him what?
That you went to the green store.
I don't remember. I don't know. I didn't have a conversation.
I probably did.
When you say you probably, I didn't know yes, no, or I don't recall.
Whatever Thorpe said, I told him. I told him.
Okay. Do you remember telling him that you met with Little Rick at the green store?
Little Rick?
I probably did.
Did the detective say that I said it? That I probably told him.
You want me to?
Yes, sir, you may.
Yes, no, I don't recall.
If Thorpe said I said it, I said it.
If he said it, I said it. It had to be said. I can't wait to interview Lil Woody. I'm going to get Lil Woody in Detroit. As soon as he get off the stand, we're going to have Lil Woody interviewing on Anton Daniels' channel.
You recall telling Detective Thorpe that while you were at the green store, you called Little D.
Is that what the detective said?
I guess.
His detective said it, I said it.
Did you tell him? Did you not tell him? Or you don't recall telling him that?
If Thorpe said I said it, I said it.
Yeah, this is repetitive. Shout out to our number one. Listen, everybody over in Atlanta that's a part of the gang is out here snitching anyway. Snitching, tricking, and messing up the bag, getting people convicted, and I ain't even complaining about it. Shout out to Lil Woody. Being completely illiterate. Let's take one more question from Lil Woody before we move over to the next thing.
Do you recall telling him that he told you he was on Cleveland Avenue?
I guess.
Yes, no, I don't recall.
If Thorpe said I said it, I said it.
How did I know he was going to say that? How did I know that he was going to say, if Thorpe said I said it, I said it. Now, if Thorpe said I said it, I said it, because I don't even remember going in. It was 5 minutes, I just remember being in and out, in and out. And so if he said I said it, I said it. I guess. I don't remember nothing, but I mean, I guess if Thorpe said I said it, I said it. How do we know that he was going to answer it like that? Oh, man, that's crazy. Let's take another question from Woody. Let's see if we can get it out of him so that the prosecutor can say yes, no, or I don't recall. I guess if Thorpe said I said it, I said it.
That little D and earlier today, you said that little D and Shannon got into your vehicle. Do you recall saying that earlier today?
I guess.
I think I did.
Okay. Back in January of 20. Your Honor, now I'm impeaching.
I'm old.
You ever tell Detective Thorpe that Shannon was in the vehicle with you and little D back on the morning of January 10th, 2015?
I guess.
If he said I did, I did.
Man, shout out to Lil Woody, basically giving us the blueprint for how to answer questions when we get interrogated. Listen, that's what I'm doing on any other panel that I agree on. If y'all want me to come on y'all show or y'all panel, then y'all ask me, Anton, what did you buy the bottle of beer at 11:57? Did Thorpe say I said it? I guess. That's about to be my new soundbite. I guess. If Thorpe said I said it, I said it. I guess.
Asking you, did you? Because you're saying today, you're saying the truth, and back then,
that
Shannon was in the vehicle with you.
I guess.
Oh man! Let me guess. The prosecutor is gonna say. The prosecutor is gonna say. Yes, no, or you don't recall.
Back in 2015, you did not tell Detective Thorpe that Shannon was in the car with you.
Objection, ask and answer.
Yep. I stand the question.
I just got to see if he's going to do it one more time. Maybe he's going to give us something different.
Detective Thorpe, that only little D got into the car with you.
I guess.
Wait. I just want to see. Only thing I'm looking for right now. The only thing. What up, 2K? The only thing I'm looking for is to see if he going to say. If she going to say yes, no, or you don't recall. And then he going to say, if Thor said I said, I said it. If Thor said I said, I said it.
Did you say that to Detective Thor?
If he said I did.
Hey, that's my new soundbite. That's my new soundbite. Is he? If he said it, I said it, I said it. This guy is the greatest witness of all time. Of all time. Oh my God. I'm so incentivized to just continue to play it, but I'm not. We got other things that we need to get to. Shout out to Lil Woody.